Juneteenth is very significant and important for our country because it celebrates freedom. It celebrates the ending of American slavery here in this country, bodily slavery. And so there really isn't a more fitting time or opportunity within the calendar year to celebrate this milestone of slavery ending, of freedom coming to those who had been oppressed for many years.
Why is it called Juneteenth? I know the event, the actual date is celebrated because that's the day that slavery was ended in Texas, but that was 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Well, there's a couple of things to understand. You must also understand the language within the Emancipation Proclamation. Within the language, it freed those who were in the rebel states. There still was a war going on. There was still a rebellion. And so those states did not recognize Abraham Lincoln as their president. Therefore, they conducted practice as usual. So slavery still went on. That's why the war still continued past 1863. As far as the name Juneteenth, it's an abbreviated name because in Galveston, Texas, General Gordon Granger rode in with his Union Army, and they issued General Order Number 3 stating that the war had come to an end. And this was the westernmost part of the state, and the individuals there did not realize that the war was over. That information, we didn't have Twitter, we didn't have Facebook, you know, anything that we have available to us. And so it was a situation where they thought that things were still moving along as usual. Then they were given this notification that the war had ended and that all those who were enslaved are now free.
The Freedom Center will be hosting a special presentation tonight at 6:30 called The Breath of Freedom. Tell me about that.
It's a wonderful program in the spirit of celebrating freedom. We will have African drumming, storytelling, and we will also have spoken word performances, The Invisible Tour, which is a very dynamic spoken word session. And it just will be a wonderful intergenerational event to come out to our Harriet Tubman Theater and enjoy the evening.
The Freedom Center will be celebrating its 10th anniversary very soon. What's in store for the next 10 years? What's the last 10 been like?
Well, the last 10, we've had challenges along the way, but we are excited that we are still here. We are still fulfilling our mission. And so it's worthy to have a celebration going into our 10 years of educating not only our community, but educating the world about slavery. This is a celebration that will last throughout the whole entire year, to where we will have programming that will talk to our theme, which is freedom yesterday, freedom today, freedom tomorrow.
You can find out how to get more information about the Juneteenth celebration at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Chris Miller, thank you. Congratulations on 10 years.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.